going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, it's about who the players are, you know, and the run on the corners had already really happened. If you look, all those corners kind of came off the board.
An out cluster, you know, like
right.
The guys that we had slated at that spot. You know, there's still plenty of good players on the board, but in the cluster that we felt like we wanted to go dig into based on the collaboration across the building, the coaches' evaluations, our scouts' evaluations, our studies that we do together, the cluster that we had, that was our play that we wanted to go target.
That doesn't happen very often. Look
not
at that. Fonto kind of saying what he said, and then Raheem swooping to be like, let's make sure we're real polite to everybody else, too. Like, he was like, well, all the corners were off the board. Raheem was like, the ones that we had.
Right.
Not all of them were.
Yeah.
Because those guys later are good, too. But
yes.
We just, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I like that. I like Raheem having Terry's back there just to make sure they're not taking any accidental perceived slights at the late round corners.
They had a good day.
Get your guys back.
They had a good weekend. They had a good weekend.
We'll see over the next four to 5 years, definitely. But I think so. Yeah,
definitely. And you know, and like you said earlier, because I was like, I wish they would have got a due tackle. They didn't have a lot of picks to get all
So
they had a. They did draft the corner. Now, was he talking about a mainly outside guy? I don't know. But I think that, you know, the number one need for this football team, and we've talked about it for decades, has been addressed by two guys. If we watch play, that I call them certified butt kickers.
Yep.
On Friday,
that's not what you called them.
Yeah, like I've said nuts like four or five times already. So I wanted to maybe save some cuss words for the noon hour.
Fair enough. I just know, are we like, we're like clean Monday?
And then No.
We just the first segment
first,
you used. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of.
Fair enough.
But, but no, I mean, the biggest thing now is that you've got to get them ready because these ain't sit and wait picks.
That's right.
You know, these are let's go, we got to go get it. And very rarely, I mean, sometimes it happens when you're that guy and you see it, that guy from the rookie year, oh, he's going to be hell. This guy is – like gold jacket, he stays healthy, worthy, and you can always tell early, especially with pass rushers, because it's just something about the fact that you still got to learn the art of the pass rush. But at the same time, when you're still learning and you can still sack the quarterback, that's just like, okay, we got to get him some stuff. But
is that the position that I don't know, even really know how to ask this? And hopefully, what I'm trying to ask will make sense. Like, because every position obviously is largely dependent on natural ability, right? You have to be naturally athletic and strong and big and all that kind of stuff. Is that the one that needs it the most, and then you build off of it with the technique? Or because, it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you come in as a rookie, and if you just have the physical speed and bend and whatever it takes to sort of be able to get into the backfield off the jump, and then you can add to it with the other stuff that it's going to take, the hands and all the different moves that you sort of build off of your athleticism. But like, is that the position where natural ability is the most premium?
Ooh, that's
maybe receiver.
Maybe receiver. I put receiver.
Corner.
But it's a learning thing. Like I played against Dwight Freeney as a rookie. He had all that.
Yeah.
He had the spin and all that other stuff. Like he got me with it.
Right.
So yeah, he had all. No, his game was like.
It
was,
but he's a first ballot.
But he's first ballot Hall of Famer. You know. So I mean, those things. I played against Von Miller when he was a rookie. He had
again first ballot Hall of Famer.
That's what I'm saying. Like you know, but just saying because they're not them early don't mean they can't turn into something. But I mean, you can't coach God-given ability. You can't coach God natural. That bend that they talk about when they have those little hoops out there they be going around. Like you can't teach that. Exactly. That is something that God has given you that ability. All you can do is refine it now. And I think that's going to be the biggest thing for Albrick and wherever the D-line, outside linebacker coaches are for these guys.
Yeah, they brought in a new D-line coach too.
Yeah, and is to, you know.
That's a big part of it.
It's not try to mess with everything right now. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you could be sitting there trying to out-coach something that has made this kid successful because you want it done in the same way in your system. Let him play. Mm-hmm. You know, that's always the one thing.
Nate Ollie is his name.
Okay. Did we talk to him? No, we talked to
him. We haven't talked to him because he's new.
Okay.
We haven't had a chance yet, but he was hired in January of this year. But, I mean, we will.
Yeah.
But there was just a lot of talk leading into the draft about how much influence he was having in the process as well. Like, I don't know if it's Nate Ollie, if it's Jeff Ulbrich, if it's the fact that they haven't had a pass rush in decades, whatever. Like, whatever it took for them to realize this is what the draft needed to look like, I don't really care. I'm just glad that it did.
Right.
I'm glad that the draft looked like this.
Yeah.
This is what we were begging for years. And one of the main things coming out of the year was, until you take the defense as seriously as you take the offense, the defense is going to look like it has. Right. Well, they did.
Yep, they took
the first four picks, and they traded back into the first round to get a certified ass kicker on the edge.
Yes. Yeah, but I think, but as much as we wanted them to do, still the most important thing about this team is number 9.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we love the draft and everything like that. Most important thing about the Falcons going forward is that guy.
I'm just glad that it feels like they've done a lot of stuff around him that in the past they didn't for when it was number 2.
Well, I think a lot of times, man, when they want to, you know, when you got a quarterback like that, you want to give him as much help as possible.
Yeah.
That's why they gave up everything to get Julio Jones and everything like that for Matt Ryan and things like that. They still won't, but I mean, I think, you know, when you look at, you know, as we were talking throughout the draft, it looks like you're going to have the same starting five up in front of them.
Yeah.
It seems like the offense is pretty much going to come back the same, which is not a bad thing. You know?
I think the offense was really good.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. You know, your young quarterback has to grow with these guys, but coming back, staying pat offensively, I don't think it's a bad thing.
If you take away
now the center position,
it's a question mark. It's going to be a huge question mark. But if you take away those five games in the middle that ended Kirk Cousins' starting tenure as the Falcons, the offense was good. Like it was good until he got hurt, right, and then lied about it. And then it was pretty good when Penix came in, and it got better as the weeks went on. There's that little 5-game gap where it was just horrifying because Kirk Cousins wasn't healthy and was, you know, throwing interceptions a million times. But other than that, like, the offense was solid.
Right.
Well, you put in a capable quarterback for 17 games now, should be good. But again, he's a rookie too.
Yeah,
like, that's the thing about Penix is he played 3 games. I know he was in the system for a year, so that's a bit of an advantage over just being an actual rookie, but there's going to be growing pains with him. I'm happy that, you know, he's going to be from now until then and season and getting ready for it. He's the guy, no question.
Yes.
We don't have to worry about that. And B, they're doing a lot of stuff on the other side of the ball to try to help the offense.
Yeah.
Because last year they didn't. Defense just wasn't good enough.
It just wasn't good enough. They didn't have the good enough personnel. But I mean, hopefully you're looking at it from a standpoint where you upgraded the safety position, upgraded pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a big if because we haven't seen it, but if Troy Anderson stays healthy, you got something because this dude can play. He just can't stay healthy when he's playing. But I mean, this dude can play. You got a steady guy, Kate Nellis. Everything looked like himself when they allowed him to rush a little bit more last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, the biggest thing that the Falcons have to do, they got to affect the quarterback. I mean, stopping the run is very important, don't get me wrong, but they don't affect that guy too much. I don't care what era it's been. It's like who the quarterback was. They were always the get-right team. They were always the get-right defense where you're like, damn, that dude, he can play. And then they play the next week against a good defense. Like, oh, that's why he's a backup.
The laundry list of quarterbacks that had the best day of their career against these Falcons pass rushes over the last 7 years.
Yes.
Hopefully those days are coming to an end. And hopefully Jalen Walker and James Pierce are a big part of the reason why. All right, let's hear from Brian Snitker. Not a great Sunday, but a good weekend overall for the Braves out there in the desert.
No, we feel more like things are evening out now. I think playing it out, the whole league. I think we're over the beginning of the year and things are going to start settling in and being, you know, what we're used to here. But I like the way, you know, this last week that we've had a really good run. We've had a great stretch of coming back. We're right there today. I mean, had the go-ahead run at the plate. And, you know, so we're fighting our way back.
Good job.
Yeah,
good
look, job. I mean, you know, the opening road trip put you in a huge hole. We've talked a lot about it. But that's three straight series now. Mm-hmm. They've won 7 out of the last 10. The Diamondbacks are good, and they went out there and won a couple games now. Eugenio Suarez had a day on Saturday.
You give up 4 home runs to one guy? Did you win? I was like, gave up 4 home runs to this guy.
When you bring in Iglesias, who's just been serving up home runs this year, maybe walk him. You know, maybe think about walking Suarez. The guy's parking bombs. He's got 3 home runs in a row. And Iglesias just comes in and throws him a meatball.
There you go.
Pow.
Pow.
Tie ball game. Let's go to some extra innings.
Like, but they won.
They won. But that dude in the closer role right now is a real issue.
I would never speak on him because I keep saying it. Everybody keep,
wasn't an issue before. But now he really is.
I said on Thursday. Everyone's like, really? I was like, yeah, man.
Look at that bug.
Oh, that was pretty crisp.
That's nice right there.
That's a big ass bug.
What's them things? Sloths? Sloths?
I don't think it's a sloth.
Oh, what the hell are you doing? Is it a grasshopper?
I think it's a grasshopper
on the ninth floor.
It's the big grasshopper.
Oh, okay.
Being hopped up.
There we go. But yeah, it's a problem. It's a problem.
It is. He's
and,
a problem.
That's why I asked the question last week about are they like praying that Kimbrel comes in? And
he's been good in the minors.
He's been good in the minors. He has bunked, but and then all of a sudden I look up and I'm like, damn. Oh, there's Ian Anderson. He's a Brave again.
He's a damn Brave again. He's a Brave again. Now, I don't know what the thought process
and
is
he's
there.
He's in Colorado, but, if I'm not mistaken, right? So he's going to go.
He's probably going to play.
Yeah, he's going to go.
Yeah.
One of these games. But, hey, the Colorado Rockies stink.
They are the worst team in Major League Baseball, and it's not close.
Yes.
Like, the White Sox are really bad.
Yes.
The Rockies are way worse than them. They're 4-23.
Yeah, man. Are they tanking? Who's the number one pick? Who's the number one pick in baseball? Is it the kid from Georgia?
Maybe.
No, he was last year.
No, that was last year. Condon. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Probably some guy at LSU or Texas or something.
Who they tanking for? They're awful.
Maybe they're tanking for Cooper Flagg. Maybe they're trying to get him in baseball.
What's the name done anything out there? Bryant?
Who?
Didn't they sign Chris Bryant? Yeah, didn't they sign Chris Bryant?
A while ago.
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah, he's
What's crazy is that Charlie Condon is actually in Colorado.
Oh, they have him?
Oh,
yeah. But he's not up yet.
They drafted him last year.
He's not up yet. Yeah.
Now LSU has a guy that just hit a 460-foot bomb.
Here's the thing. If they sweep the Rockies, which they should, everybody does, they're back to 500.
Yeah.
They come back home to face the Dodgers this weekend back at 500, and it's kind of a clean slate after that terrible 0-7 road trip to start the season.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
They're not unbeatable.
No, they've actually been pretty average since that opening homestand. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs, as the weekend was fantastic. Like, the superstars in the league are playing great. The series have been really fun. The one that was a sweep needed to be, and we're on to the next one there. But a fun weekend in the NBA. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.